Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Emphasizing key points. Emphasis is key. Mastering the art of highlighting vital information. As an English teacher with over 3 decades of experience, I know firsthand the power of emphasizing key points. Whether you're writing an essay, delivering a speech, or crafting a lesson plan, the ability to draw your audience's attention to the most crucial elements is essential for effective communication. In this guide, I'll share my insights and strategies to help you become a master at highlighting vital information. By the end, you'll be equipped with the tools to make your idea shine and guide your readers or listeners through your content with clarity and impact. Necessary materials: a willingness to experiment and refine your writing style. An understanding of your audience and their needs. A keen eye for identifying the most important points in your work. Let's begin with a broad overview of the process. Emphasizing key points involves a combination of strategic formatting, thoughtful word choice, and a deep understanding of your subject matter. By deliberately drawing attention to the most crucial elements, you can ensure that your message is received and understood by your audience. Step 1. Identify the key points. The first step in emphasizing key points is to clearly identify the most important information you want to convey. As you review your work, ask yourself, what are the central ideas, critical facts, or pivotal arguments that I need my audience to grasp? Highlight or underline these elements, making a mental note of where they appear in your text. Step 2. Use formatting techniques. Now that you've identified the key points, it's time to utilize formatting techniques to make them stand out. Here are some effective strategies. A boldface or italicize important words or phrases. Use larger or contrasting font sizes to draw attention. Incorporate bullet points or numbered lists for easy scanning. Create visual aids, such as tables, graphs, or diagrams, to complement your written content. Remember, the goal is to create a clear, logical flow that guides your audience through the most crucial information. Experiment with different formatting options to find the approach that works best for your specific content and audience. Step 3. Choose your words wisely. In addition to formatting, the words you choose can have a significant impact on emphasizing key points. Consider the following techniques. Use powerful, descriptive language to convey the significance of a point. Employ transition words and phrases, such as most importantly, critically, or the key takeaway is, to signal the importance of a statement. Repeat or rephrase key points to reinforce their significance. Leverage contrasts, comparisons, or analogies to make important concepts more memorable. By carefully selecting your words, you can amplify the impact of your key points and ensure that your audience fully grasps the most vital information. Step 4. Provide context and explanation. While emphasizing key points is essential, it's equally important to provide context and explanation to support your main ideas. Offer relevant background information, examples, or clarification to help your audience understand the significance and implications of the highlighted content. Step 5. Check for understanding as you guide your audience through your work. It's crucial to check for understanding. Incorporate opportunities for feedback, such as open-ended questions, reflection exercises, or interactive activities, to ensure that your key points have been effectively communicated and understood. Potential pitfalls and troubleshooting. It's important to strike a balance when emphasizing key points. Overusing formatting techniques or repeatedly emphasizing the same information can overwhelm or distract your audience. Carefully consider the placement and frequency of your emphasis to maintain a natural flow and prevent your content from becoming too heavy-handed. Additionally, be mindful of your audience's needs and preferences. What may work for one group may not be as effective for another. Continuously evaluate and adapt your approach based on the feedback and responses you receive. Wrapping up, putting it all together. By mastering the art of emphasizing key points, you'll unlock the power to captivate your audience, convey your message with clarity, and leave a lasting impression. Remember, the true mark of a skilled communicator lies in their ability to guide their audience through complex ideas with ease and precision. So, go forth and elevate your writing, presentations, and teaching to new heights. Embrace the challenge, experiment with different techniques, and trust in your skills as an effective communicator. Your audience will thank you for it. Polishing for precision. As an experienced English teacher, I know that the key to effective communication lies in the careful selection and arrangement of words. Whether you're writing an essay, crafting a business proposal, or simply conversing with friends, the ability to express your thoughts with clarity and concision is essential. In this guide, I'll share with you the strategies I've developed over decades of teaching to help you refine your language and achieve a level of precision that will elevate your written and spoken communication. To get the most out of this guide, you'll need the following: a curious and open mind, a willingness to challenge your existing habits, a notebook and pen, or digital equivalent, to jot down notes and practice. Now, let's dive in and explore the step-by-step process of polishing your language for precision. Assess your current writing/speaking style. The first step in improving your language skills is to take an honest look at your current strengths and weaknesses. Grab a recent piece of your writing or reflect on a recent conversation and ask yourself the following questions. Do I use a lot of filler words, e.g., like, you know? Do I frequently repeat the same words or phrases? Do I struggle to find the right words to convey my ideas? Are my sentences clear and concise, or do they meander? Do I use overly complicated vocabulary or sentence structures that may confuse the reader/listener? Identifying these areas for improvement will help you focus your efforts and track your progress as you work through the remaining steps. Expand your vocabulary. One of the keys to precise communication is having a robust and varied vocabulary at your disposal. The more words you have to choose from, the better you'll be able to capture the exact nuance or connotation you're aiming for. Start by making a habit of learning new words regularly. Set aside time each day to read a few pages of a book, listen to a podcast, or browse an online dictionary. Jot down any unfamiliar words and make an effort to incorporate them into your own writing and speech. You can also try the following strategies to build your vocabulary. Use flashcards or digital apps to practice memorizing word definitions and usage. Keep a running list of words you encounter that you'd like to start using. Explore etymologies and word origins to deepen your understanding of language. Notice how words are used in context and experiment with using them yourself. As your vocabulary expands, you'll find that you have more options to choose from when expressing your ideas, allowing you to convey your message with greater precision. Vary your sentence structure. Another important aspect of polished language is the way you construct your sentences. Relying too heavily on simple, formulaic sentence structures can make your writing or speech feel flat and repetitive. To add more dynamism to your communication, try incorporating a variety of sentence types and lengths. Experiment with complex sentences that use subordinate clauses to provide additional context or nuance. Compound sentences that link two independent clauses. Shorter, more concise sentences for emphasis or to create a specific rhythm. Rhetorical devices like parallelism, anaphora, and antithesis to create balance and rhythm. Pay attention to the way professional writers, public speakers, and your favorite conversationalists use sentence structure to engage their audiences. Model their techniques and practice incorporating them into your own work. Eliminate redundant and unnecessary words. One of the hallmarks of precise language is economy of expression. Carefully examine your writing and speaking to identify any words or phrases that don't contribute meaningfully to your message. Common culprits include redundant modifiers, e.g., free gift, end result, close proximity, intensifiers that don't add much value, e.g., very, really, quite, wordy constructions, e.g., in the event that instead of if, cliches and stock phrases, e.g., at the end of the day, it is what it is. Challenge yourself to convey your ideas using the fewest words possible without sacrificing clarity or nuance. This discipline will help you develop a more concise and impactful communication style. Refine your word choice in addition to eliminating unnecessary words. You can also improve the precision of your language by carefully selecting the most appropriate words to convey your meaning. For example, instead of using a general term like good, you could choose a more specific adjective like stellar, exemplary, or magnificent. Instead of saying someone walked, you could use a more vivid verb like strode, ambled, or sauntered. Pay attention to connotations and subtle differences in meaning as you make these choices. The right word can make all the difference in evoking the precise emotion, mood, or impression you want to convey. Watch for common mistakes and logical fallacies. Even the most seasoned communicators can fall victim to certain linguistic pitfalls that undermine the precision of their message. Keep an eye out for ambiguous or unclear pronoun references, e.g., she told John that she was going to the store. Misuse of homonyms or homophones, e.g., you're going to the store versus you're going to the store. Logical fallacies like hasty generalizations, false cause, or composition/division errors. Familiarize yourself with these common errors and make a conscious effort to avoid them in your own writing and speech. Carefully proofreading your work can also help you catch and correct these types of mistakes. Practice, practice, practice. Developing the skills to communicate with precision takes time and consistent effort. The more you engage in writing, speaking, and critical self-reflection, the more these habits will become second nature. Set aside dedicated time each day to practice your language skills. This could involve free writing exercises to build fluency, oral presentations or mock interviews to hone your verbal communication, peer review or feedback sessions to identify areas for improvement, keeping a journal to track your progress and observe patterns in your language use. Remember, the journey to polished and precise communication is an ongoing one. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and don't be afraid to ask for feedback and guidance from others. By following these steps and making a concerted effort to refine your language, you'll unlock a world of more effective, impactful, and rewarding communication. The clarity and precision you develop will serve you well in all aspects of your personal and professional life. Understanding parts of speech. Introduction to parts of speech. In the English language, words can be categorized into different types called parts of speech. Understanding these parts of speech is essential for constructing sentences correctly and effectively communicating ideas. There are 8 main parts of speech: nouns, pronouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, prepositions, conjunctions, and interjections. Each part of speech plays a unique role in sentence structure and meaning. Nouns. Nouns are words that name people, places, things, or ideas. They can be common nouns, which refer to general things, or proper nouns, which are specific names of people or places. For example, in this sentence, the cat is sleeping on the bed. Cat and bed are both nouns. Pronouns. Pronouns are words used in place of nouns to avoid repetition. Common pronouns include he, she, it, they, and we. For instance, in the sentence, she went to the store to buy her favorite snack. The pronouns she and her replace specific nouns. Verbs. Verbs are action words that express what the subject of the sentence is doing. They can also show a state of being. Examples of verbs include run, eat, sleep, and is. In the sentence, she runs every morning, the word runs is the verb. Adjectives. Adjectives are words that describe or modify nouns or pronouns. They provide more information about the noun or pronoun they are referring to. In the sentence, the beautiful flowers bloomed in the garden. The word beautiful is an adjective describing the noun flowers. Adverbs. Adverbs are words that modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. They provide information about how, when, where, or to what extent an action is performed. Examples of adverbs include quickly, happily, very, and now. In the sentence, she quickly finished her homework. The word quickly is an adverb describing how she finished her homework. Prepositions. Prepositions are words that show the relationship between a noun or pronoun and other words in a sentence. They indicate location, time, or direction. Common prepositions include in, on, at, under, and between. In the sentence, the book is on the table. The word on is a preposition indicating the location of the book. Conjunctions. Conjunctions are words that connect words, phrases, or clauses in a sentence. They help to join ideas and show the relationship between different parts of a sentence. Examples of conjunctions include and, but, or, because, and although. In the sentence, she likes to read and write. The word and is a conjunction connecting the two actions. Interjections. Interjections are words or phrases used to express emotions or feelings. They are often followed by an exclamation point and can stand alone as a sentence. Common interjections include wow, oh, ouch, and bravo. In the sentence, wow, what a great performance. The word wow is an interjection expressing surprise. Conclusion. Understanding the different parts of speech is fundamental to mastering the English language. By recognizing and using nouns, pronouns, verbs, adjectives, adverbs, prepositions, conjunctions, and interjections effectively, students can enhance their writing skills and communicate more clearly. Practice identifying and using these parts of speech to improve your grammar and language proficiency.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.